Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today. It's really a pleasure to be here and to be able to meet your church and your congregation.
大家早上好, 很高兴我今天能在与你们当中和你们相识并且分享神的话语。
I'm privileged to come and to share with you and to challenge you on the task of global missions.
我很荣幸可以来到这里
As was mentioned, my name is Ilana Labazu.
我刚才可能已经介绍过自己，就是我叫伊兰娜。
My husband Bill and I served as Alliance International Workers in the country of Cambodia for 26 years.
我的丈夫比尔和我在柬埔寨 一起服侍超过25年。
And we came back to Canada permanently a year ago this past May.
大概一年前我和我的丈夫 永久地回归加拿大来这边进行服侍。
And now I am blessed to serve in our church district here in the Central Canadian District.
所以现在, 神赐福于我们家庭, 让我们一起在加拿大宣道会中区一起进行服侍。
My role is missions mobilizer and youth catalyst.
我的工作是, 在那个年轻人的服侍, 还有在这个, 宣教的服侍。
Perhaps you know that in the Alliance, we uphold the task of global missions as the fundamental calling as a family of churches across Canada.
也许你知道在宣教会这个大家庭里有一个, 巨大的任务。
Together we support over 200 international workers serving in among peoples in places where Jesus is not so well known.
也就是我们要在全球的范围内进行宣教，我们共同支持超过200个跨国的同工在全球各地服侍。
Our denomination's founder, Albert Benjamin Simpson, was so compelled by the task of taking the gospel message to the nations.
他们去服侍那些很少或者根本没有听说过耶稣的人。 然后我们宣道会的开创人，他叫宣信博士。
He was compelled so much that he birthed a vision of local church partnerships, which grew into the denomination we have today.
因为他有一个迫切的希望把福音这个好消息带到全球各地，所以他提出了一个愿景。
The Alliance Canada, as you know, continues to uphold these values. Christ-centered, spirit-empowered, mission-focused.
他的愿景就是让我们, 这些本地的教会可以互相合作，并且也逐渐地形成我们现在的支派。 正如我们, 所知加拿大宣道会, 的核心价值就是以基督为中心, 圣灵赋予能力, 还有专注在宣教。
So before we move into the bulk of our message this morning, I want to share with you a video to encourage you.
在我开始今天的信息之前，我想先给大家播放一个视频。
I love to watch that video. It makes me excited every time I see it. This video was shown at our Alliance General Assembly in Edmonton this past July. It's an opportunity to celebrate what God is doing all around the world through His people. And each pin that dropped represents those people who are answering God's call. It's also an opportunity to celebrate how God's Word is transforming lives among the nations. And He has transformed lives so much so to the point that those lives that were transformed in turn are now working to share His hope to others. You have had a part in sending people to the nations, so I want to thank you. Thank you for what you have done to make this happen. Today I want to invite you to journey with me as we remember how our values, Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, mission-focused, interlock together. Jesus made this promise and challenged His followers in Matthew 24. Verses 13 and 14. You want to read that first?
Okay. 唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。 这天国的福音要传遍天下， 对万民做见证， 然后末期才来到。
So it's no secret that over the past 2 or 3 years, we've been facing incredible challenges. The pandemic has brought us face to face with some unprecedented challenges for our generation and our context here in Canada. But I believe it to be true that when we're faced with challenges that shake the very foundation of what we know to be normal, When we're faced with that, we're forced to evaluate what is most important. So I was thinking about that as I prepared this message this morning. Jesus is what is most important for our church today. When we're in the midst of storm, and we sang about that this morning in one of the songs, when we're in the midst of storms, and problems, we sometimes are tempted to take our gaze off Jesus and focus on the problem.
就像我们今早唱的歌词一样, 当我们在生活中面临狂风暴雨的时候, 我们常常被暴风和面前的难题所误导, 我们会把目光从耶稣的身上里, 转移。
But Jesus asks us to focus our gaze on Him. He is the one who calls us into the storms and promises to be with us and sustain us in the midst of the circumstances we find ourselves in.
那是因为我们忘记了主才是呼召我们进入风暴的那一位，他应许与我们同在，他供应我们所需。
This reminds me of the theme of our General Assembly this past July, which was All Things Jesus.
他也装备我们所需的去应对他呼召我们进入的环境，同时也符合了我们在宣道大会的一个主题。
So this morning, I want to invite you to journey with me as we take some glimpses of Jesus from the Scripture.
接下来我想邀请大家与我一起进入经文，来进入到圣经里描述会的几个场景里面。We're
going to start with Jerusalem, Jesus entering Jerusalem just before and the Easter event, and proceed all the way to John's vision of Jesus in the book of Revelation.
我们会从耶稣进入耶路撒冷开始。 也就是那个复活节的事件，一直到约翰在启示录里面对耶稣所进行的描述。This
will challenge us to consider our task of global mission as well.
我们会一直达到天堂的宝座前，并且也会对我们有一个个人的挑战，也就是我们能做些什么。So
we're going to start with the account of Jesus entering Jerusalem. The triumphal entry in Luke 19.
首先我们会参考路加福音第19章，写到将近伯法奇和伯大尼，在一座山名叫橄榄山那里，就打发两个门徒说，你们往对面村子里去，进去的时候， 必看见一匹驹，驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。若有人问为什么解它，你们就说主要用它。打发的人去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的。他们解驴驹的时候，主人问他们说：“解驴驹做什么？” 他们说主要用它，他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上。走的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上。将近耶路撒冷正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见过的一切异能，都欢呼起来，大声赞美神，说：“奉主名来的王是应当颂。” 称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说：“夫子，责备你的门徒吧。”耶稣说：“我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要欢呼起来。”
Thank you. We see in verse 38, Jesus says, "Blessed is." Or the crowds are saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." This is actually a quote from Psalm 118, which was penned by David.
我们可以在看到在刚才读的第38节里讲到，奉主名来的王是应当。 称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。这其实是大卫在诗篇118章中所写的一段话。
This is a psalm of thanksgiving for God's love. We read another psalm this morning as we started the service about God's enduring love.
这个诗篇其实是在感谢上帝对我们永恒的爱。
It's also a psalm discussing the establishment of God's kingdom and a foreshadowing of the messianic kingdom to come.
也预表了神的国度即将降临，也是未来弥赛亚的预兆。
These words from this psalm would have been well known by the Pharisees.
在当时听这些话的群众里，会有一些法利赛人，他们会对这些经文非常的熟悉。
And so we see that they're very disturbed that by the insinuation that such praise is being given to Jesus by his followers.
所以如果你继续阅读路加福音的时候，你会发现这些法利赛人，因为听见耶稣的门徒对耶稣的这种赞美所表含的含义，他们会感到非常的不安。
I would say at that moment, his followers had partial clarity about who they were following.
但从另一方面角度看，我认为他的当时的门徒可以在一部分的真理上了解他们在追随的那一位是谁。Their
worship was an outpouring of their thanksgiving and hope in who Jesus was to them.
他们对主耶稣的敬拜充满了感恩与希望。So
today I want to suggest to you that we don't commend what we don't cherish. I don't commend to others what I don't cherish in my heart.
所以今天我想跟你分享一句话，就是你不会去分享你觉得不珍贵的东西。
So we see in the passages we just looked at that in the Psalms and in the triumphal entry that David and Jesus' followers knew their God and their teacher to be worthy of their affection and praise and hope.
所以在刚刚我们读到的这个段落里，我们看到，也就是诗篇和刚才路加福音里的故事，大卫还有耶稣当时的追随者都知道，他们的神和夫子是值得他们爱慕、称颂和盼望的人。John
Piper makes these statements or claims in the book he wrote called "Let the Nations Be Glad."
有一个著名的讲道人，他叫约翰，派伯，他在一本书里叫《万国欢呼》讲道。Worship
is the goal of the church. Worship is the fuel for missions.
崇拜是教会的目标，崇拜也是大使命的燃料。So
without a clear vision of our God, we will be lacking in our motivation to make Him known. Correct?
如果我们对神缺乏清晰的意向，我们就会缺乏动力去介绍耶稣给其他人，是这样吗？
The temptation for me today is to come to you and attempt to convince you to support our mission endeavors.
对我来讲，我有一个很大的诱惑，就是到这里来，然后动员你们去支持我在宣教上面的施工。
And that might also happen, but rather than calling us to bow at the altar of missions,
也许事实就会这样的进行，但是与其让你们对着事工而折腰，
I want to suggest that missions is not our ultimate task. Our ultimate calling is to focus on Jesus.
我想和你们讲，就是 宣教并不是我们的终极目标。我想让大家调整你的目光，举目仰望耶稣。
Our understanding of Him, our vision of Him, is what should motivate us to share him with the nations and the people around us.
我们对神的理解和关系, 还有他透给我们的意向, 会指引我们前进的方向。
As a young pastor, our founder, Albert Simpson, was met head on with his own limitations.
也才是我们的动力。 接下来我们讲一下, 我们宣道会的创始人, 宣信博士。
This drove him to seek out a more intimate relationship with Jesus.
当年他还是一个年轻的牧师和牧者, 他也面临着他个人所有的局限。
And as he encountered Jesus, he received everything that he needed to do the ministry that was called of him to do.
这促使他寻求耶稣, 与耶稣有一个更亲切的相交。 并且在这个过程中他发现, 能带领很多人都与他一同。
So he took all that he experienced in Jesus and simply but profoundly articulated in four descriptive words.
当他在生命中经历耶稣的, 装备, 与耶稣相遇以后, 他就被神而装备。
These are the pillars of our alliance doctrine as we talk about Jesus. He's our Savior, Sanctifier, Healer, and Coming King.
他吸收了神所在他身上所做的一切, 并且用四个描述性的词语来表达了出来, 也就是, 神是救赎主, 清, 洁净者, 医治者和再来君王。
So it is Jesus who we cherish, and it is Jesus who we commend to our broken world.
耶稣是对我们基督徒来讲最宝贵的，耶稣也是我们应当推荐给这个败坏的世界的。
Of course, these words which we call the fourfold gospel are insightful, but they don't capture a real vision of our glorified Jesus necessarily.
这四个词语是我们宣道会徽章的支柱，但是它虽然有见地，但不能完全描述神的荣耀。
Human speech and experience dims our and diminishes our perspective, but we have scripture that helps us understand who Jesus is as well.
因为人类的言语和认知影响了我们的观点，但是我们透过圣经的记载和神的灵。
Scripture and God's Spirit help to illuminate descriptions and broaden our experience into glimpses of Jesus and all of His glory.
可以帮助我们在有限的个人能力中去看到神的荣耀一角。
Who is this Jesus we worship?
我们所崇拜的耶稣到底是谁？
We saw one glimpse from the triumphal entry that gave us brief clarity about the description of our Messiah.
我们在路加福音里边刚才读到的神融入圣城里面透露了一些信息给我们。
Of course, Jesus' followers in that day were limited by their own expectations of how he would save them.
当时耶稣的追随者也只是一些普通的人，他们对救赎这两个词的意思有一些个人的了解。
Likely they were very confused about the proceedings of the next few days and his crucifixion storyline.
因为我们个人思维的所受的限制，所以耶稣被钉在十字架上，或许不是他们认为战胜世界的正确方式。
But we know that he rose again, and he sealed his victory over evil and sin and death, and he is our Savior.
但是我们知道从耶稣复活了，他并且战胜了邪恶、罪与死亡。
Isaiah prophesied about his death in Isaiah
53。他是我们的救赎主，在以赛亚53章章节里讲到，哪知他为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
He is our healer.
他是我们的医治者。
Jesus departed from this world in his glorified body and sent his spirit, who is at work within us now.
当时耶稣在他荣耀的身体里, 回归了天国, 并且他差派圣灵到我们当中。
His spirit connects every believer with the Father and the Son and changes our lives to reflect the reality of our salvation and our healing.
圣灵就是在我们每一位信徒里面人做工的那一位, 他连接我们和我们的圣父与圣子, 并且使我们活在被拯救与得医治的现实当中。
He's our sanctifier.
他是我们的净洁者。
And fast forward to the end, we see a picture in John's vision and revelation of Jesus glorified in heaven's throne room.
我们快进到结尾，约翰在启示录中他描述所见到的异象，也就是耶稣得荣耀在天堂的宝座室里。
And there we see him as our coming king.
在那里，我们透过约翰的眼睛可以看到。
This morning we sang, started our service with the song Holy, Holy, Holy.
今天我们早上唱的歌, 圣在, 圣在, 圣在。
For the next few minutes, I want our brother here to read to us some scriptures from Revelation. Depicting Jesus in all of his glory in his throne room. And as he does that, I encourage you to listen. Do what it is you need to do to be able to picture in your mind's eye what he is reading.
接下来我旁边的弟兄会在启示录里分享一些经文给大家，我希望大家能在你的脑海里去画出这一些景象。 启示录第一章5到6节，写到并那诚实做见证的从死里首先复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督有恩惠平安归于你们，他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。 但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。下面是12到16节。我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。 他的头与发洁白，如白羊毛，如雪；眼睛如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。 下面是第4章。下面是第4章第2到3节。我立 立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。看那坐着的，好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。
So, what is your response to these scenes?
你听完这些经文里面以后有什么感想？
I know I can't fully grasp the beauty that is described here.
我知道虽然有很丰富的描述，但我还是不能完全去理解它。
But I also look forward to the day when we can see that face to face.
但我期待有一天我可以亲眼去见到神所描述的荣耀。
But it is this worship that should fuel our response.
但今天的崇拜应该激发我们心里的一个回应。
Worship fuels mission.
我们的敬拜是宣教的燃料。
So we've seen some responses in scripture this morning, from the people at the triumphal entry. John's response when he sees Jesus in the vision, he fell down in worship.
我们透过今天早上所阅读的经文，我们看到在耶稣融入圣城的时候，他的追随者有一个回应。当约翰在这里看到神所给他看到的景象的时候，他俯伏在地进行敬拜。
This morning we also read from Revelation 5. And in Revelation chapter 5, in this picture of the throne room,
我们今天也读了第五章，来自于启示录，在神的宝座室里。
Do you want to just put the next script? There we go. And so in there it says, it talks about every tribe and language and people and nation. With God, with your blood, you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation.
在这里我们看到有许多的人，他们来自于各国各族各民，他们都站在宝座和羔羊面前。
So how did all the nations end up in the throne room if it was not for someone telling them about who Jesus was?
启示录是这样记载的，在这里看到有许多的人，没有人能数得过来。那如果神的工没有，神的民没有做工的话，那这些人是怎么来的？
We see in the story of scripture that it was always God's plan that he would bless the nations through his people.
我们透过圣经可以了解到神的计划一直都是透过他的名来祝福其他人。
We are his people, and if this is our God, why do we shy away from making him known?
我们就是神的名，那如果神是我们的主，他是救赎我们的那一位，为什么我们不想把它介绍给其他人知道呢？
I often make excuses about why I don't want to talk about Jesus.
我常常为自己的不作为而有很多借口。
I'm sure you have some excuses as well that come to mind.
我觉得你也同样会有一些借口。
But I want to introduce you this morning as I'm wrapping up to some examples of some godly people who, in the light of who Jesus is and all that he's done for them, they deny their limitations, they ignore the excuses, and they respond in service.
在当我们今天结束之前，我想给大家分享几个虔诚人的例子，他们虽然清楚的认识到自己的不足，但是因为他们认识主并且经历了主的作为，所以就在服事中进行奉献回应神。
So first couple of examples come from people that we know in Cambodia. The older lady here, her name is Ye Mai.
我们可以看到这个 overhead 上面有柬埔寨的老人家，她叫 Ye Mai。
Ye Mai, Ye means grandmother.
Ye 的意思是祖母的意思。
She was a tank commander for Pol Pot during the Khmer Rouge regime. Sorry.
She was
a tank commander.
Tank commander.
For Pol Pot. It was a genocide. So Cambodia went through genocide. Pol Pot was leading. And she was a tank commander for his forces.
Okay. 她是排位第十的这个将军。是当时统治柬埔寨的这个人
是
这个将军OK 在柬埔寨进行大屠杀的时候
Maybe he has to have a history lesson, but we're not going to do that this morning.
可能我对历史并不是特别熟悉。
Cambodia went through cultural genocide.
在柬埔寨有一个大屠杀发生过。
So this lady found herself in a refugee camp.
所以这个老人家被放在这个集中营。
There she met Jesus who forgave her of her many, many sins.
在那里她遇见了耶稣并且知道耶稣原谅她身上许多的罪。
And she was so grateful for this Jesus that she met that she couldn't help but tell everyone that she met about Jesus.
因为她对耶稣在她身上的作为说感恩，所以她遇见一个人就跟他们介绍耶稣。
And when she was repatriated back to Cambodia,
当她有一天回归到柬埔寨的时候
，she took her meager resources to open a small orphanage for children who had lost their parents.
她用她所有的积蓄去帮助那些失去父母的婴孩的身上。
And she continued to tell everybody about this Jesus.
她一直活到这么大岁数，也一直去跟她周围的人去分享耶稣，见证耶稣。
The church in northwest Cambodia grew because of this woman.
在东北区域的那些教会，在柬埔寨的教会，他们一直在增长，因为大家都有听说过这个女士的故事。
The next person I want to introduce you to, his name is Pirum.
下面我想跟大家介绍的一个人，他名叫Pirum.
He is a shorter man there, pictured with my husband.
他是右边这个图片里偏矮的这一位。
This man knows Jesus because of Ye Mai.
他认识耶稣基督，因为左边的这个老人家。
Ye Mai told his mom about Jesus.
这个祖母呢跟 Ferum 的妈妈介绍了耶稣。
Yeah. And so, Pirum's mom took her children to church and Sunday school to learn about Jesus.
Ferum 的妈妈就带她的孩子去教会里面认识耶稣。
Pirum is now a leader in the Cambodian church.
现在我们看到这个 Pirum 他是在柬埔寨的教会里一个大的服事。
He has had no formal schooling and education.
他并没有经历过正式的教育或者什么学习。
But he's taken every opportunity to educate himself.
但是他遇到可以学习的机会，他永远不会拒绝。
He and his wife work to. He does not have a steady paying job, but they work to get the resources they need to live.
他并没有一个稳定的工作收入，但是他们的家庭会去寻找 收获的渠道。
And he gives all of his life to serving Jesus and the Cambodian church.
他把他生命的全部都奉献给柬埔寨的教会，还有耶稣基督。
I have another picture here of him distributing rice during the pandemic to some people along the countryside.
下面这个图片就是他在疫情当中给当地的人分发粮食。
I want to talk to you about, excuse me, some South Asians.
我还想为大家介绍一些东南亚的人。
Recently, the Alliance Canada has started an initiative to reach South Asians.
在过去的一段时间，我们加拿大宣道会有一个愿景，就是介绍耶稣给东南亚人认识。
We are partnering with organizations in South Asia to train up young church leaders and church planters.
我们会去培训更多的 青年人去在那边建立教会，并且建立 神的 各个家庭。
So these young men have just graduated a training program and they were gifted with bicycles to return to their communities to plant churches.
所以这些年轻人他们在接受一定的培训以后，他们就回到自己的生活区域内，并且建立教会。
This one young man pictured here on the platform loves Jesus so much and wants to serve him that I'll tell you why he's on the platform.
这坐在高架上的年轻人，他非常的爱耶稣。 我想跟大家讲一下为什么他坐在这里。
There's another picture here. During the pandemic, this is how they were receiving their training to be church leaders. They had to do it online, like so many of us.
在疫情当中，由于不能实体的接受培训，所以他们就在这里接受培训。
So the only place he could get good enough service was up in the air, so he built a platform so he could study every day in this little treehouse.
由于培训的方式是透过网络，所以他只有在这个高点才能接受到足够的信号来接受培训。
Or how about the Polish churches that are responding to the Ukrainian conflict?
最后我想跟大家分享一下，在波兰的教会，我们知道最近在那个区域有一些战争。
We are partnering with Polish churches as they seek to bring love to the refugees that are flooding across their border from Ukraine.
我们和当地波兰的教会一起合作来迎接从乌克兰逃离的难民。
These churches don't necessarily have lots of resources, but because of the Jesus they know, they want to share that love with the refugees that are coming.
当地的波兰教会或许在物资上并不充沛，但是他们只想分享来自于主的爱。
So in light of all that we know from scripture about Jesus, and all that we don't know as well, in light of his great mercy towards us,
鉴于我们透过经文所认识的主，还有我们所不了解的真理， 那鉴于我们对神对我们的爱的理解，
My question for us this morning is, are we willing to answer his call and respond? Will our worship fuel a response?
我今天早上想问大家的疑问，问题就是我们自己愿意响应来自于主的呼召吗？ 我们今天的崇拜会引起我们个人的反应吗？
So to each one of us, the call might be different.
神对我们每一个人所进行的呼召都可能略有不同。
But our response should be one that comes out of a heart of worship for Jesus and appreciation of who Jesus is.
但我们的回应都来自同一个敬拜的心， 因为主他是。
Perhaps some of us can volunteer in some way.
也许我们在平时的生活中喜欢做一些义工。
We certainly can pray, each one of us.
我们当然可以进行祷告和代祷。
We can give your gifts to the Global Advance Fund and the projects that our international workers are doing help to support our workers.
我们可以施予，也就是帮助我们在全球进行同工的这200多位宣教士。
And we can go. We can go to our neighbor. We can go to the people in our community. I know there are immigrant people in the community here in Toronto and in Oakville. Sorry, we're in Oakville right now. I drove through Toronto on my way.
我们也可以开始行动。他的对象可以是来到加拿大的移民。
International students are here as well.
也可以是我们周边的邻居，或者是我们周边的国际留学生。
To some, God will ask us to go to a foreign land and to a new people group.
我们当中的某些人，神会呼召我们去出国，去向国外的人民去宣讲神的话语。
The question is, what is God asking you to do?
但这不是主要的，主要的问题是神对你个人的呼召是什么。
There's another thing that you can do right here from Canada on your device that's connected to the internet.
也还有另外一件事情，你坐在加拿大的家里都可以进行操作的。
This is a digital mentoring ministry.
这是一个透过数据化的辅导的服事。
I am involved in this ministry actually, and we receive messages from South Asians in crisis.
我们透过这个平台会接收到南亚的一些人民他们所发出的呼求。
We partner with Power to Change on a messaging platform.Like is shown on the screen above.
有一个组织，它叫我们有能力去改变。
And each week I receive messages from South Asian women who need help of some description.
每个周我都会接受到信息来自于南亚的一些妇女。
Perhaps some of you would like to engage in this ministry, and you can talk to me afterwards.
他们会寻求一些帮助。所以如果你对这个感兴趣可以来到我的面前我们一同了解这个事故。
We don't need professional counselors, we just need people who know Jesus and want to help others.
我们不需要专业的辅导，我们只需要认识耶稣的人并且想帮助他人。
Through this ministry, we build a relationship with the people who message.
通过这个服事的施工，我们可以与网络的另一端这个人连接，并且有一个关系。
And we hopefully have an opportunity to share the hope and love of Jesus with the people we're talking to.
并且我们希望透过这么一个平台，可以跟他们分享来自于。耶稣基督的爱。
I have here an example of one of the messages I had from the lady. It's very a lady, young lady. It's very small.
我这里有一个来自于对方南亚一个妇女的信。
But I tell you about halfway through the message, she says, "Well, I don't. There may be a God, but how can we know Him? How can we find Him?"
这个字比较小，但是如果你读到一半当中，这个妇女会问我一句话说，我知道这有一个神，但我们怎么认识他？
I was so excited to read that line, that question, because I know how to find God.
我非常兴奋，当我读到这句话的时候，因为我恰恰刚好知道怎么才能寻到神。
So that was an open door for me to start to tell her about Jesus. So in conclusion this morning, let me just ask you a few questions.
作为结束语, 我想问大家几个问题。
What is your vision of God and of Jesus?
神给你的意象是什么? 耶稣给你的是什么?
Does it need to be refreshed and expanded?
你的理解需要, 进行一个更新或者拓展吗?
How can we do that?
我们怎么才能, 有这么一个作为?
How can we gain clarity about Jesus?
我们怎么才能让自己的理解变得更加清晰?
Well, we can read scripture regularly. We can pray.
我们可以常常地阅读圣经, 我们可以祷告。
What do you cherish most?
对你来说什么东西是最珍贵的?
What we cherish, our lives will reflect.
我们所认为宝贵的事情, 我们的生命会活出来。
So, what is he asking us to do to reflect him to a needy world?
耶稣对我们的要求是什么? 就是所指我们在这个充满需求的世界中, 耶稣希望我们去做什么?
If worship is the goal of the mission of the... Sorry, let me repeat the... What did John Piper say? Worship is the goal of the church. That's right. If worship is the goal of the church, our worship is fueling our response.
如果崇拜是教会的目标，那我们的崇拜也是我们对大使命的燃料。
And our mission is to command Jesus to a broken world.
我们的大使命就是把耶稣推荐给一个败坏的世界。
The final phrase is in Revelation 5 that we read earlier, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
那我们读的启示录第五章最后这里讲到但愿颂赞尊贵荣耀权势都归给坐在宝座的和羔羊 直到永永远远。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。